This is Like Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The demonstrations erupting around the country and the world have brought thousands of people into the streets. They're chanting, singing, and shouting in protest of police brutality. And as each word is articulated, they're spreading minuscule water droplets into the air. That's a problem. While people are gathering and protesting, we are still in the middle of a global pandemic. So how can people demonstrate while maintaining their safety? Dr. Laura Cassidy is the research director for the Institute for Health and Equity at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about the health concerns associated with these demonstrations and gives her tips on how to stay safe while protesting.
So my first question is a pretty simple one. When you're looking at these protests here in Milwaukee, what are your initial concerns regarding this pandemic?
My initial reactions are that the virus is still out there. And we've done a good job of containing it. We've all been so responsible and have protected each other and looked out for each other. But it's still there, and we know it passes from person to person. That's the only way it can be transmitted. So at first, I do feel a little bit of concern. And when we gather in crowds, it can pass faster. People are not always 6 feet apart. And a lot of people wore masks, but a lot of people didn't. And we need to make sure they wear them correctly. So my first concern was about the disease being transmitted from person to person.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I was at one of the marches. People were, most of them were wearing masks, but a lot of people are not 6 feet apart. People are in some cases shoulder to shoulder. When it comes to wearing masks, staying far apart, how good are these things at controlling the spread when you're already in a large group like this?
Right. So staying apart and wearing masks and washing our hands are some of the few ways we have to really control the virus. The good news is people were outside, so that's better than being inside. And they were wearing masks, which helps protect other people, but it doesn't protect you 100%. The other thing is when they're protesting, you're yelling, you're singing, you're chanting, and that causes the droplets to go farther. So that was a concern as well. And also people tend to put their masks on and off to talk or touch their face because of the mask, and that can actually promote spreading.
So what are some of the tips that you have for people who are walking in the protest especially to make sure that they're staying as safe as possible while demonstrating?
Right, that's a really good question because doing this safely is so important right now because it could affect our more vulnerable populations in the long run. So when you're walking, you know, put your arms out at arm length and try and make sure there's at least both arm lengths away from everybody. At least you're going in one direction so you're not face to face. Wear your masks and bring hand sanitizer.
You know, I've seen a lot more cars trailing the protests than what I normally see. You know, they have signs, sometimes they have supplies for people. Is that a safer way to protest in a vehicle like that?
Well, it might be safer as far as transmitting disease. And if they're good drivers and they don't get in a car accident, of course, and wear seatbelts. I am an epidemiologist. However, if people are packing into cars and not wearing masks, then they're in a confined space where they could infect each other.
Okay. As far as supplies go, you know, we've seen a lot of people who are handing out water and things. I'm not sure if everybody is taking the kind of precaution of washing off things as they hand them to one another or start taking sips from things. How big is the risk of getting COVID-19 from touching something that somebody else who might be infected has touched?
Well, we do know now that the primary mode of transmission is person to person through droplets. However, you know, the virus can live on objects for a certain amount of time. So if somebody were infected with the virus and perhaps did not know they had it and were asymptomatic and sneezed or coughed or yelled and got droplets on the bottle, there is potential that if the next person took that bottle and touched their face, they could get infected.
But it's less of a concern than the person-to-person contact?
I think it's less likely, but it's still a concern.
Okay. So this is something we actually talked a bit about before the interview began. Police have been throwing tear gas canisters at people, and there's been a concern among some health professionals that this is increasing the chances of contracting coronavirus. Do you know why that would be?
You know, that's a really great question, and I don't think right now there's any data on it or research on it, but just if you think about it logically, if tear gas is being thrown, probably the first reaction is to wipe your eyes, perhaps to remove your mask or move it around. And it also creates chaos where people might bump into each other. They might touch each other more. They may be running. And also, I don't know the effect of the tear gas on the lungs and if it would make people more likely to get ill.
But certainly they'd be more likely to start coughing up.
Yes, I do believe you're right about that.
So we had been talking a lot about contact tracing, something that we've wanted to start more of to really understand how this disease is spreading. But right now we have a situation where there are thousands of people gathering in cities around the country. How could that impact contact tracing?
Yes, so this is a unique situation where we have a pandemic and we have crowds assembling. And if you look at a lot of the outbreaks across the country, they're due to crowding. New York City, people live so close together. Nursing homes, meatpacking plants. So this is an area where people are crowding, and they may not know the people around them that they could be spreading the disease to or getting it from. So this is going to make it very challenging. And I think one of the keys is if you've been at one of these protests and you know of somebody who has tested positive for COVID, then please be proactive, go get tested, self-quarantine till you get the results. If you're feeling any symptoms, get tested and self-quarantine so that we don't continue to spread it. And do the best you can to report it and help with the contact tracing. But when you don't know, when you've been in a big crowd, you don't know the people you've been in contact with. I think, you know, if people are willing to share that they have been at the protest, that might help in some way.
Would you advise people who have been a part of these demonstrations to go get checked?
Yes, I think so. Generally, if you have symptoms or you've been in contact with somebody who has symptoms, you should get checked, but there is a lot of free testing out there. The thing to consider is the period between exposure and onset of symptoms. So if you were there yesterday and you go get a test today, it may not come up positive, but it might in a couple days. So, you know, there's a balancing act there where you may be carrying it and transmitting it and not knowing you have it between that and being tested too soon.
Was there anything that I didn't ask you about that you thought I would?
I think, you know, something that has been worrying me that I've heard a lot from people is that because businesses are reopening and we're not at shelter in place anymore, that it's okay, we're safe, we can go out. And the reason that we are okay to go out and the virus, we've slowed the spread so much, is because of all of our individual behaviors in practicing good hygiene, distancing, you know, face coverings. And so I don't want that to stop. You know, we can continue through this if we do it together.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Cassidy, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
And thank you so much. And, you know, I think this is a really important time in our lives, and I encourage people to be as safe as possible about this. And it's our responsibility, each one of us, to try to control this virus in these times.
Dr. Laura Cassidy is the research director for the Institute of Health and Equity at the Medical College of Wisconsin and the director of the PhD program in Public and Community Health and the Division of Epidemiology. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. You can find all of our coverage of Milwaukee's demonstrations at wuwm.com.